Hey, my lovely friend. Ready to discuss the latest news?
Hey, of course, I'm ready. And thanks for the respectful greeting.
Gladly. Let's start with the fact that as a result of the Russian strike, the Tripoli thermal power station was destroyed. This is a serious incident that could have many consequences.
Yeah, that's really important news. But let's discuss another topic. In Kazakhstan, there have been floods that have submerged thousands of homes and cut off dozens of settlements.
This is also a very serious situation. I hope people will be able to rebuild their homes soon. And now, let's move on to another topic. I heard about a ballistic strike in the Odessa region. Unfortunately, there have been casualties and serious injuries.
It's really sad to hear such news. But let's discuss another topic. Recently, the British physicist Peter Higgs passed away. He was one of the most respected physicists in the world.
Yeah, his passing is a big loss for the scientific world, but his contribution to physics will never be forgotten. Baisham. Now let's talk about a lovely event that I'm organizing for our readers from London. On Wednesday, April 17th, we're having a little get-together at one of my favorite pubs on the South Bank of the Thames. We've already discussed this in the Espresso chat, but if you haven't been in the chat and you're in London, you should definitely come. Just drop me an email and I'll send you the link to the chat where we're discussing the details of the meetup. Looking forward to seeing those who have already messaged me and excited to meet new faces. Mike. Have you ever wondered why ancient frescoes and sculptures depict men with such small penises?
Honestly, I hadn't thought about it before. But now that you've mentioned it, I'm curious. Why is that?
Well, look what I found. The ancient Romans and Greeks considered large genitals to be ugly. In his play The Birds, around 423-419 BC, the ancient Greek playwright Aristophanes described the ideal features of his contemporaries: men with shining chest, radiant skin, broad shoulders, strong buttocks, and a small penis.
Wow, that's quite a twist. So, a small penis was a sign of high culture, intelligence, civility, restraint, and nobility. I wonder, who did they usually depict with big penises?
You know, it's quite interesting. In ancient art, they usually depicted men with small penises as a sign of intelligence, civility, and nobility. They reserved the big ones for satyrs, fools, and enemies, because a big penis was seen as a sign of stupidity, more beast than man. Quite fascinating, isn't it?
Well, that's really interesting. And how did they view women?
Oh, that's a whole other topic. But speaking of frescoes, archaeologists recently unearthed a reception hall in Pompeii with a mosaic floor and black walls adorned with frescoes. One of them depicts Prince Paris meeting Helen of Troy. And there's another fresco that's worth showing because it's very similar to Guido Reni's painting, Bacchus and Ariadne. In the fresco, Apollo is trying to seduce the priestess Cassandra. But as you can see, Cassandra is not impressed.
And did she turn him down then?
Yeah, and she was punished for that. Apollo made it so that no one believed in her prophecies anymore. That's the kind of drama that was going on.
Wow, that's really fascinating. By the way, if you haven't read The Song of Achilles yet, keep that novel by Madeline Miller in mind. It's such a romantic and dramatic delight you can't even imagine.
Oh, thanks for the recommendation. But let's get back to our topic, that is penises. So next time you see an ancient Roman statue with a small penis, you'll know that it's a sign of high culture and civility.
Absolutely, mate. Thanks for the interesting fact.
All right, my young friend, ready to switch to real stories about women. In Vietnam, there has recently been, perhaps, the most spectacular trial in the country's history. And the main character here was a woman.
Wow, that sounds interesting. Tell me more.
So during this trial, the biggest banking fraud ever seen in the world was being examined. At least that's what they say. And the mastermind behind this scam was a woman.
Wow, that sounds like the plot for a Hollywood movie. Who is this woman?
This 67-year-old Vietnamese property developer, Chiang Mai Lan, has been sentenced to death for looting the country's largest bank over an 11-year period.
Wow, 11 years? That's quite a long time. How did she manage to pull that off?
Through hundreds of dummy companies and her trusted individuals, she owned 90% of the shares of the country's largest bank, Saigon Commercial Bank. She appointed her own people as managers, and they approved hundreds of loans for her.
And how much money was she able to steal?
From 2019 to 2022, her driver took out cash from the bank amounting to 108 trillion Vietnamese dong, which is equal to $4 billion. That's more than 2 tons of money. Chiang Mai Lan kept this fortune in the basement of her house. In just 11 years, she amassed herself $12.5 billion.
Wow, that's just incredible. I always thought that a banker's job was to manage other people's money, not steal it.
Well, that's just how the real world works, mate. But let's not take her as a role model, all right?
Haha, sure thing. But please don't call me my young friend. I'm already a grown-up, you know.
Zaitsov. And speaking of banks and money, this leads us to another story from France. You won't believe it, but they arrested the mayor of a small town called Avalon in the northeast of the country. And you know what they found at her house?
What, gold bars?
Well, gold bars as well, but that's not all. Get this, 70 kilograms of cannabis, a kilogram of cocaine, and 7,000 euros in cash.
Wow, that's quite an arsenal. And did she really hide all of that stuff right at her house?
Yeah, seems like it. Her arrest came as a result of an investigation into drug trafficking in the town. Habsawi, her lawyer, said she was stunned by the discovery made by the gendarmes in her home.
Well, that's definitely not what you'd expect to find at the mayor's house. Ha ha ha, it happens. I never really had high expectations for the mayor's job either.
Yeah, the world is full of surprises. But you know what? That's not all. Turns out the mayor also had his own personal zoo in the basement.
What? Are you kidding me?
Ha ha, yeah, that was a joke. But who knows what else you could find in the homes of our mayors, right?
Back at Dying? Hey, remember that story you told me back in March? About the museum on Tasmania Island and the ladies' lounge exhibition that only women could visit?
Oh yeah, I remember that. Funny that you brought that up. So there was this guy who decided to sue because he wasn't allowed into the exhibition. The museum told him that for men, part of the experience is being denied something they desire.
What a twist, and what did the court decide?
The court ruled that the museum must allow everyone to visit the exhibition, both women and men. The judge, who by the way was a man, found it not obvious how preventing men from seeing the famous works of art in the ladies' lounge is part of the exhibition experience.
Goodness gracious, there's nothing obvious about that. The experience is about feeling what women in Australia felt just 59 years ago when you're standing at the pub door and they tell you, "Women not allowed, go away." That's it. Just to feel this strange and unexplainable injustice. That's it, you know?
You know, I reckon you've got the gist of this experience spot on. Sometimes, to understand how someone else feels, you've got to put yourself in their shoes. And you know what? That guy who sued, well, he probably now knows what it was like to be a woman in Australia 59 years ago. Not too shabby, eh? Aryam. So, my little mate, we're getting to a topic that can't be ignored. There was a recent tragedy in Kazakhstan that shook the whole country. It's about the murder of Saltanat Nukanova, which everyone was talking about.
Yeah, I heard about that. It was a terrible event, and everyone was following the trial closely.
You're absolutely right. And you know what's even sadder? She was afraid to leave him. Why, you ask? Because he had her intimate video, and he threatened to post it on the internet. It was Kwandyk Bishimbayev, the former Minister of Economy of Kazakhstan.
That's just awful. But why didn't she go to the police?
Seems like she was afraid that she wouldn't be understood or believed. Unfortunately, that happens sometimes. But let's move on to a more cheerful topic. Have you heard that the fourth part of the Bridget Jones comedy has been announced?
Yeah, heard about it. Hope it's as funny as the previous ones. And you know what's the funniest part? I always thought Bridget Jones was a real person.
Haha, you're such a naive soul. But that's what we all love about you, mate. And speaking of movies, have you heard that they've announced the fourth part of the Bridget Jones comedy, Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy?
Yeah, I heard that. And you know what's interesting? Renee Zellweger and Hugh Grant are going to star in the movie. They'll be filming in London this summer, and the comedy will hit the screens in February. And that's no joke.
Wow, you're in the loop. But did you know that in the plot, the 50-year-old widowed Bridget starts dating a younger man, and guess who's playing him? You'll never guess. It's not Timothée Chalamet.
Not Timothée Chalamet? Then who? Surely not Benedict Cumberbatch? Haha, just kidding.
The role will be played by the 27-year-old British actor Leo Woodall, who you might remember from the second season of White Lotus. He played a lad from Essex there. Haha. I remembered him because of his accent. Haha.
Oh, I remember him. He was really good in that series. But what about Emma Stone? I heard she's dancing in the teaser for Yorgos Lanthimos' new film, Kinds of Kindness. Hope she's not dancing better than me, haha.
Oh, Emma Stone, oh, that Emma. She always knows how to surprise. You know who amazed me this week? French athlete Anouk Garnier. She climbed a rope to the second floor of the Eiffel Tower, 110 meters in 18 minutes. and she set a record.
Wow, that sounds incredible. So you're saying she climbed 110 meters in just 18 minutes? That's higher than most buildings in our city.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just climbing a rope, it's climbing a rope up the Eiffel Tower. Can you imagine the challenge?
Well, I'm not sure I could do the same, but that's really impressive. I wonder how she trained for that.
Haha. Well, I reckon that takes a bit more effort than just hitting the gym. But who knows? Maybe you'll be the next one to break that record?
Maybe. But I reckon I'll need a bit more practice before I can climb 110 meters on a rope. But it's really inspiring.
So we've talked about Anouk Garnier's incredible achievements. But what about other amazing women? For instance, I'm involved in some unique activities on a farm in Vauxhall.
Oh, that's interesting. What kind of activities are you involved in on the farm in Vauxhall?
I'm feeding the fat bear.
Fat bear? Is that like a mix of a giraffe and a bear?
Absolutely right, my clever colleague. It's a completely new species that we've bred on our farm.
Wow, that sounds incredible. But wait, you're saying you feed it? Isn't that dangerous?
Well, it's not as dangerous as it may seem. They're really cute and friendly. But you're right, it's something completely new and unusual. Take a look at this photo and think carefully. Do chubby bears really exist?
Wow, that looks like a real chunky bear, but I'm still not convinced they're real.
Haha, the answer will be in the cooler. Two segments about different women have come to an end, and the conclusions, my friend, you can draw yourself. Moving on from discussing unusual animals to more serious topics, let's take a look at some current news. After all, we can't do without the news, can we?
Oh, I'm always up for some fresh news. What do we have today?
The news today is quite alarming. According to information from Medusa, the Tripolskaya Thermal Power Station, which is the most powerful power station in the Kyiv region, was completely destroyed as a result of a Russian strike.
Sounds serious. Anything else going on?
Unfortunately, yes. Odessa Life reports that there has been a ballistic strike in the Odessa region. 5 people have died, including a 10-year-old girl.
This is terrible. How is Ukraine coping with this?
The Ukrainian parliament has approved a law on mobilization, as reported by Euronews. But the question remains, can Ukraine survive without the help of the U.S.? $60 billion are stuck in Congress. This is one of the 4 main questions posed by the BBC.
Wow, that's a lot of money. Let's hope they find a solution.
So, my young friend, there's some news that completely baffled me yesterday. Do you know what Euronews is?
Of course, it's one of the largest international news channels. What's happened?
Yeah, that's right. So, they published an article about Haniyeh, the leader of Hamas. As a result of an Israeli strike, 3 of his sons and 4 grandchildren were killed. But Haniyeh stated that this won't affect the negotiations with Israel, and Hamas won't make any concessions. According to him, everyone killed by Israel right now are martyrs.
Wow, that sounds really serious, but what puzzled you?
You know what's interesting? In that Euronews article, there was a line that said, Haniyeh has 10 more children, but then they edited the article and the line disappeared.
Why did they delete that line?
Well, maybe because it doesn't sound great to imply that there are spare children. All good. This line stayed on Kommersant, and yeah, it's not great. But you know, it makes you think about how important it is to be careful with wording, especially when it comes to such serious matters.
I see, that does sound really strange. But in any case, it's very sad news. And by the way, you're right, wording is really important. Because words can not only inform, but also evoke emotions.
Absolutely right, my young friend. Sometimes words can be more powerful than we think. Yeah, my clever friend, words can be very powerful. Speaking of power, let's move on to another serious topic that also requires our attention. Have you heard about the massive floods in Kazakhstan and Russia?
Oh yeah, I've heard about that. It's really serious. Some say it's the worst disaster in the last 80 years. Thousands of homes are flooded, dozens of settlements are cut off. It's like something out of a disaster movie.
Yeah, and that's not all. The residents of the flooded Russian regions are saying, it feels like they've forgotten about us. We'll have to sort it out ourselves. It's really sad. Many people have lost their homes and belongings because of the floods.
Yeah, that sounds really sad. But you know, I think it's important to remember that even in the toughest situations, we should try to help each other. After all, together we are stronger, right?
You're absolutely right, my clever friend. Together we really are stronger. Even in tough situations like this, we've got to remember that we can overcome all difficulties if we stick together. Excel. You know, mate, it's important to remember that we're stronger together. Speaking of resilience and survival, there's some news I want to discuss with you. Kira Yarmish, Alexei Navalny's press secretary, recently announced the upcoming release of his autobiography.
Wow, that sounds like science fiction. Navalny writing a book about his life? I wonder what details he'll share. Will there be any details about his poisoning?
Yeah, and the most amazing thing is that he started writing it in Berlin after his poisoning. Can you imagine the strength of spirit it takes to embark on such a demanding task at a time like that? It's like trying to solve the Schrödinger equation when you have a headache.
Wow, that's really impressive. When is this book coming out? Or is it another one of those things we have to find out from the book?
It's going to be released on the 22nd of October. And you know what's the coolest thing? The book will be available in 11 languages right away. It's like if Einstein explained the theory of relativity in 11 languages.
11 languages? That's incredible. Navalny really wants his story to be heard all over the world. It's like sending a message into space, hoping that aliens will hear it.
You know, my little genius, speaking of how Navalny overcame difficulties, it's a great segue to another story of resilience and perseverance. The British physicist Peter Higgs passed away, one of the most respected physicists in the world. He was 94 years old.
Oh yeah, I've heard about him. He's the one who discovered the Higgs boson, right? It's the particle that gives mass to all the other particles, isn't it?
You're absolutely right, my young genius. And you know what's interesting? When he was announced as the recipient of the Nobel Prize for this discovery, he teared up, but he only said one thing to the journalists. It's very nice to be right sometimes.
Wow, that sounds really touching. I almost teared up.
Yeah, that's really touching. But you know what's also interesting? Shulman often emphasizes that scientists live long lives, be like scientists. But it's not just scientists who live long. There are also grandparents with big gardens, chickens, and geese. And who will take care of all that when they're gone and we still need to weed the beets?
Aha, that's spot on. But I think it's important not only to live long, but also to have a purpose in life, a sense of being needed. It's that feeling of no time to die.
Oh, my little philosopher, you're absolutely spot on. And speaking of life goals and a sense of purpose, my daughter recently said something that really made me stop and think.
Oh, what did she say?
Well, here's what happened. Yesterday, after a failed joke that was actually quite successful, I once again explained to her what black humor is. And she said, "Mom, your humor is as black as a black hole."
Ha ha, she's a real little firecracker, isn't she?
Yeah, my little dumpling. But you know, it got me thinking. Maybe I really should keep up my passion for humor, even if it's as dark as a black hole.
Well, I reckon you're putting in a lot of effort and it shows.
Thanks, that's really sweet. But you know what else is sweet?
What?
In my imagination, I have Cooler and Chubster. They're my imaginary friends who always support me in tough times. And in the photo I posted on Instagram yesterday, there's actually an alpaca. Some people believed it was Cooler and Chubster. It's really cute, isn't it?
Haha, yeah, that's really sweet.
Akiem. Hey there, just wanted to give you a quick update. I've started using the new MailChimp editor and noticed that some of you might be having trouble with the layout. If things look a bit off or the font seems different, feel free to send me some screenshots via email. I'd really appreciate your help. Thanks. Have you ever thought about the cycle of life and our role in it? We're born not knowing what to do. Then we give birth to new people who also don't know what to do. And our task is to teach them how to live. Funny, isn't it? What do you think about my musings? I suggest you vote by clicking on one of the emojis below. It's an anonymous survey that I'm conducting for research purposes. There was a similar survey in the last email, and there might be more in the future. Thank you so much for your feedback. I know that you know that I know, but still. Sending you a big hug. If you have any comments, questions, or just want to share something interesting, write to me at hiwexpresso.today. And please recommend my emails to your friends. With love. Host's name.